Hey everybody, welcome to my show. Guess you could call it a show. My podcast, you know what I mean. It's your man, BC, checking in for the day. I want to talk about this crappy-ass weather we're having. I hate it, obviously. If I had it my way, I would definitely be somewhere where it's warmer all year round. Do you hear me? All year, not just part of the year like it is here in great old Joplin, Missouri. Don't get me wrong, I like it here, but I hate the winters. I have spent the last 3 days sliding around on ice. It's snowing, but not enough to really stick a whole lot. So, we've mainly had, like, freezing drizzle, which has obviously created, like, sheets of ice everywhere. I have two different vehicles, and I've slid them both into freaking, I don't know, just everywhere. It pisses me off. The curbs are the worst. The other day, I was doing my delivery job. Since you all are new to my podcast and you don't know me, I work for Grubhub, DoorDash, and Lyft. I don't do Lyft that often, but I give rides every now and then. But mainly, I just do Grubhub. So I was out delivering, and I turned this corner a little too fast, because I guess I got impatient to get where I was going to pick up an order. Because, you know, that's my main source of income, and I need to get there on time, or in a timely manner. Because, to be honest, the times they give you to get there are rarely achievable. Very rarely. So, yeah, it sucks. But anyway, like I was saying, I was turning this corner the other day. Turned it a little too fast. And I slid. I turned my steering wheel to the left to try to veer away from it. That didn't work too well. I just kept sliding in the same direction. Obviously, that's what happens. And I slammed right into the curb. Luckily, it wasn't like a hard slam, but it was a slam regardless. And luckily, after I hit the curb, I was able to then correct my steering away, barely away from this Kia Soul that was parked on the side of the street right there. And whenever I came to a complete stop, I was literally thanking God, because I was like, I am not joking. I think there was maybe 2 inches between my car and that Kia Soul. And I was just sitting there thanking God that I didn't slam right into the back of that Kia Soul. Because I very easily could have. I think the only thing that stopped me is that I actually hit the curb, and it bounced me off to the left, and the ice kind of helped me, you know, guide my car that way a little easier. But it slowed me down enough also at the same time where I came to a complete stop, and I had my steering wheel turned hardest to the left as I possibly could. Oh man, that, I think that's the only reason I actually missed that Kia Soul, because I had my steering wheel turned away from it. I don't know. I don't know all the mechanics of dealing with ice and stuff like that, and like how it works and I just know that if you start sliding and you start to turn your wheel away from the slide, that ain't gonna help you. I guess they say it's best just to pump your brakes, but you know what? I don't know if that works too well either, because I did it when I slid that time, and it didn't really help all that much. It just made me slide further every time I stepped on the brake. So I don't know where they get that from. Maybe that's just within, like, sliding on water, like hydroplaning. I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah. And you know what? I come up with a good idea for this, to solve this issue. But nobody's going to do it. None of the cities will do this, I can almost guarantee you. Because they're too damn cheap to do something like this. I don't know, there may be more than one way to do it. One way may be a little bit cheaper than the other way, but my idea is to have heated roads. I don't know if there's any place in the world that has heated roads, but here, they should definitely have heated roads. Anywhere it snows any time of the year, or like an ice blizzard, or, you know, ice hazard is imminent, or possible even, yeah, they should have some sort of heated roads. I know they go down in every road, well, all the main roads, and they actually, you know, put salt down. But, you know, that only works so well. And the bad thing is they don't do it on every street. They only do it on the main streets. So, on the main streets, you're fine for the most part, because they keep putting salt down when they know it's going to be bad again. Which, all this week apparently is going to be bad, and it's going to be worse this weekend. I'm supposed to get like 3 to 4 inches of snow this weekend, which I actually like driving around the snow a lot better than I do the ice, because yes, snow can be slippery too, but at least it can give you something for your wheels to grab onto, kinda, instead of, you know, just literally just a sheet of ice, just like you would on a ice skating rink. So yeah. I don't know if they could heat the roads. Like, I don't know if it's possible for them to put, like, strips in, like, inlay it with the new pavement they're putting down on all the roads. I don't know if that would, like, make the pavement or cement or whatever they're putting down, if it would make it to where it would melt. I'm not sure, but I think possibly in this kind of weather, because that's the only kind of weather they would need to use it for, but I think maybe they could just go ahead and do it that way, and it would keep it from, you know, melting the roads, but it would keep it warm enough underneath to where, you know, the roads would be warm enough to where ice would not be allowed to form, basically. I don't know if that's even possible, really, but, you know, it's worth a shot. Hell, I mean, like, the other way I think that they might possibly be able to do it is, like, put heaters, kind of like a heater, sort of, like, maybe underground heaters or something, and have them coming out of the sides of the curbs, pointed right towards the roads, and have all that, you know, air, that hot air, blowing right on the roads. I don't know how well that would work, but I mean, it's worth a shot, right? I don't know. Hell, if you know me, get back to me. You know, if you all on Facebook with me, get back to me on that, because I'm not, like, I don't know the science on all this stuff. I don't know if it would work or not, but let me hear your opinion. Get back to me. Just let me know what you think. No, no. Don't let me know what you think. Let me know what you know for a fact. Like, if you are some sort of scientist, or if you are just extremely smart, and you know how to look this stuff up, and where to find it and everything, and, you know, or even if you've, you know, seen a YouTube video or whatever, if you know for a fact what would work and what wouldn't, hit me up. Let me know. Because I am so interested in finding that out. Am I going to do the research myself? No. No, I'm not. I'm usually too damn busy for that. I work like, I don't know, between 8 and like 15 hours a day. So, it's really hard for me to even get these podcasts in, really, but because it's like a some sort of income stream, I'm going to try to take time to do it. So, that would be cool. Yeah, so, if you're interested in making extra money, by the way, and you have the time to do it, podcasts apparently are the best way and easiest way to do it. If you look up on YouTube, JT Hustles, he has a video on there about this. That's where I learned it from. And apparently, like, all you gotta do is just talk like I'm doing and tell the place, like, I'm doing this off of an app called Anchor. And, or you can go to anchor.fm. and do it from there. But they give you the option to monetize your podcasts. And you just tell them, yeah, hey, I'm in. I want to monetize my podcast. And then there you go. You just do that. And I don't know. I'm still kind of new to all this, like this whole thing. But apparently when they add in commercials or ads or whatever you want to call it to the podcast, that's where you get paid. So, yeah, if you're interested in making some extra, like, easy money, I guess, you know, start a podcast. It couldn't hurt, you know, couldn't hurt to try. It's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to try and make one every day if I can. And I always got something to talk about, too. So, yeah, anyway. Peace out, people. Hello, everybody. Your man, VC, here. 2 days later, after my first podcast. So, today, I want to talk about the issue of homeless people in this area. Well, I guess generally in any area. Because I just don't know what to do. I want to help out, but, you know, I'm not really rich enough to really give them any money. So, it's kind of hard, you know? I mean, like, I can give change, but that's about it. And I do when I can, when I've got it. But, you know, I heard this commercial lately on the radio. It said, I forget what place it was, but they were some kind of place that was trying to help out individuals who were homeless or living in their vehicles and so forth and all that. So they were advertising about it, and they said something in there that really caught my attention. They said something to the effect of giving people money out your car window is really just keeping them in that position. It's not really helping them. And I totally agree with that. On most levels. But I happen to know a few homeless people. And I have one friend that actually lives in his vehicle. And he does it because he wants to. I don't think there's any reason other than he just wants to. I mean, I've heard it from him myself that he wants to be there. So, I mean, I'm not wrong. I'm not just guessing. But, you know, it's just kind of funny that he wants to be there. I mean, he's got a, I don't know if it's disability or retirement. He is a bit older. I don't think he's old enough to retire, though. I think he's only like 50-something. But he's got at least disability coming in every month. And, you know, that's really not a whole lot to live on. Because usually it's right around like $600, $700 a month. But it can be done, you know. You know, and he's out there in his vehicle and he's freezing himself on purpose just because he doesn't want to rent an apartment or buy a house or whatever the case may be. You know, and there's agencies out there and places that will help you, like Economic Security and HUD is a big one. You know, you go to either one of them, they'll help you get into a place, and they'll either pay the full amount of your rent or most of your rent. And then there's other places out there that can help with your electricity and stuff like that. So, really, I mean, I know he knows about this stuff. I've talked to him about it before. You know, I haven't talked to a lot of homeless people about it because, you know, I really don't know a lot of them. And, you know, I'm kind of busy at work most of the time, and I really don't have time to go just talk to anybody. But anyway, if I did, I probably would go and talk to more people, more homeless people, and try to figure out, you know, what's going on, why they're in that situation, and so forth. You know, and a lot of it I've seen and heard is just from being addicted to one thing or another, whether it be drugs or alcohol or whatever. You know, a lot of it has to do with that from what I've seen and heard. And, you know, talked to some people in the past. When I actually used to have time to talk to people like that in that aspect. But, you know, I just don't understand why, if you're able to go and have these places help you, why you wouldn't. I do not understand that. If you know me, you know my current living situation. I live in my van, but I choose to live in my van because I have everything in here set up just like a small apartment. So technically, I don't need anything. You know, I've got it set up to where I live cheap. And I've got everything in this van that I need. I've got, you know, a place to put my clothes, clean and dirty. I've got my own bed. I've got a toilet. I know that sounds gross, but it's a compost toilet, so don't get too grossed out. And I do keep it clean. So, I mean, and I've got, you know, right now it's cold as hell out, so I really don't have to store my food in, you know, anything that is going to need ice to keep it cool. And, you know, always got canned goods. I also have a place to cook in here. You know, I could take a bath in here if I wanted to, but I don't need to. I've got a gym. I've got friends' houses. You know, see, so it's like a different situation with me. And, you know, it's like living in a small RV. That's all it is, really. But this, my friend I was talking about, he has nothing like that in his vehicle. He's got a van as well he lives in. He's got a bed in there. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, he's got a place where he stores his food and his personal items. But he has only dry food and canned food. And, you know, he gets money every month, like I said. So he goes out, gets food wherever he wants. He has really, you know, not a lot of bills. And, so it's saving him on that part, but, you know, and, you know, he's got plenty of blankets and stuff to keep him warm at night. And he's got a dog, a rather big dog, that cuddles up to him at night. And they both keep each other warm. I'm sure some of you fur families out there can relate to that. But, you know, there's a difference, I think, between being homeless and choosing to live in your vehicle. There's a big difference. There's a big movement out there nowadays where people are just going to living in their vehicles on purpose. And they have them set up like small apartments, just like I do. They're camping. They call it camping in their vehicles. And, I mean, they've got everything they need. I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube where people have, you know, cars as small as almost as small as a smart car. They're just a little bit bigger than that. Like, they're real small, pretty small car. And, they got everything they need in it. You know, they redesigned the inside of it, and, they took, you know, all the seats out and, put in, you know, shelving and, storage compartments and, you know, everything they really need. And they got everything in there, and they, you know, a lot of them put, solar panels on their vehicles to where they don't need to plug into anything, to be able to have a heat source. They can just run a small heater in their vehicle in the wintertime or on really cold nights just from the power of the solar panels, which is cool. I don't have solar panels on mine because I haven't been rich enough yet to buy solar panels, but I'm planning on it. Because I think that's a really good way to be self-sufficient. You don't have to rely on anybody else to do anything. Because right now I'm parked at a friend's place at night when I sleep. And they let me drag an extension cord out to my vehicle. And so I can plug in my heater and stay cool. Stay warm at night. And, you know, and I layer up on blankets too, so, you know, I stay, it stays plenty warm in here, and, yes, I'm in my van right now, just because I said that, and so, y'all know, but, yeah, so, like I said, I think there's a big difference between being homeless and actually choosing to live in your vehicle, and it costs you way less to live in a vehicle because there's no rent unless you're renting a campsite for the night for electricity. You don't have to pay a water bill. You can go to places and get water. Truck stops, you know, regular gas stations. You can buy water from Walmart or Dollar Tree or wherever. You know, you can buy bottled water for, whatever you need. I mean, it's literally a cost-free, pretty much a cost-free way of living. And I'm all up for that. Like, I'm totally fine with that. I honestly wish I had a bigger van to have a little bit more room to, you know, to move around in here, but it's fine. You know, at least for now, till I can afford to get a bigger one. So, yeah, I mean, it's something to think about, people. You know, if you find yourself in a situation where you get behind on your bills, you know, or you find yourself getting kicked out of the place you're living, you know, or whatever the case may be, maybe you're separating from your spouse or, you know, whatever, you know, you might think about getting, you know, either an actual RV mobile home, like the ones on wheels that you can actually drive. It has a truck attached to it, basically. Or a minivan front attached to it. Or those ones that actually are a truck, essentially. And then they have like a big old huge-ass camper shell on it that is basically a good-sized camper that has everything that you need in it, a small bathroom, place to put your stuff, and a little kitchen area, and, you know, you can actually it actually has like two beds, at least, in it, because one usually goes up over the cab of the truck, and then you can turn usually where you sit to eat at, like the little table, dining room area, usually converts into a bed as well, or a couch. So yeah, I mean, they have all sorts of different kinds of them, and I actually threw mine together pretty simply. Like, I just have a twin size mattress, and I just put little essentials in here, you know, to make it into a camper. And, you know, so it's, mine's a slap together kind of deal, but it works. I have everything I need. And, you know, I don't have to pay rent anywhere. So why not? You know? Shoot. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if half of the world ends up going into doing something like that. The way things are shaping up with having the COVID and all that. I mean, I've been hearing things that things aren't going to go back to normal until the end of this year, the end of 2021. Till the end of the year, for crying out loud. It has been, I think, almost a year already since all this stupid crap started. But anyway, you know, there is one other thing that I would like to do. I've been thinking a lot about. I just don't know how to go about doing it, but I'm going to look at some research about it and see what I can do to get it started. And apparently in Springfield, Missouri, there's already one of these, and other places around the United States. There's these little communities called tiny house communities. And what they are is they are essentially tiny houses that were built for people that are homeless or, you know, if they need a place to stay. And, but it's not just for any homeless person because, you know, you can't just go and let every Tom, Dick, and Harry who's cold or needs a place to stay come and live in these because, I mean, why would you? Because that's inviting in drugs, alcohol, prostitution, I mean, all sorts of bad stuff. And so you got to be careful of who you invite into these communities because you can't have a community like this to help people grow and get back on the right track in life if you're going to invite all that in. It just won't work. So, but anyway, there's these tiny house communities. And, you know, it's usually for people who are working, but they are either living in their vehicle, not on purpose, or they're living on the street and they still have a job. You know, they have whatever type of job. And, but these communities You know, they're really good, I think, because they're built on little pieces of land that have several of these little tiny houses. And, you know, you have to apply to get into them. I said apply, just FYI. Sounded like I said ply. Anyway, so you have to fill out an application to get into one. And it's really good because, you know, if you're serious about a recovering from being in drugs or alcohol or whatever type of addiction you have, if you're recovering from that and that's the reason why you're out on the street or living in your vehicle not on purpose, then these communities are really great because they can help a person get back on track, help them get off the streets, help them get back into a place of their own. And it's just so great. It's so wonderful. You know, and these people can find a home without having to worry about living on the street. And, you know, that's one less thing they need to worry about is living on the street. Especially if they're serious about trying to get their life back on track. You know, that definitely helps out a person. I actually have lived in my car before this, not on purpose. Certain things happened. I got kicked out of the place I was in. And all maliciously, with no cause. But anyway, I found myself living in my vehicle, and, you know, it was tough. I scrimped and saved and, you know, I scratched and clawed my way back out of that situation where I actually had a place to live again. And, you know, I was able to afford it. But then I had an unexpected roommate. Let's just call this person. And so I was sitting there trying to take care of this roommate and myself, and it just wasn't working out because, you know, it was tough. I just could not afford both. So there again, I end up finding myself back in my vehicle because I ended up not being able to make all my payments again. Rent was one of them. So that sucked a lot. But then I found myself scratching and clawing again, trying to work my way back up. And I found a place to live for a while and was there. I actually found an actual RV camper at that point. So I really just didn't know what else to do. I couldn't afford anything else. I found an RV camper that, you know, a trailer that you pull behind type of camper. It was only a 16-footer, but it was something. You know, it was something for me to live in. It had all the securities of a house. Had all the utilities and everything of a house. Some of it I had to put back in there because, you know, didn't have a whole lot when I got it. And I slowly got to where I, you know, was able to redo some of it and fix some of it and, you know, make it a very livable place again. And I did for the longest time. And then, you know, I felt like, I eventually felt like because I was paying rent to live in that place, I just felt like I just, you know, it would be a lot better for me if I was just to have something that I owned that I didn't have to pay rent on. And I could save a little bit more money that way. And so I made a plan to change my van into a camper. So, yeah. That happened. And I'm still there. And that's cool for now. You know, I might... I'm thinking about getting another RV or a camper pull behind. I'm seriously putting some thought into it because I do want a little bit bigger of a place. But I don't know. I might just stay right where I'm at. I could. No big deal. So, yeah. I mean, that's that for now. You know, and it's weird because, you know, my friend told me, the one that lives in his van, he gets his monthly check. I don't know how much he gets. I didn't ask, and I didn't want to pry. That's personal. And but I'm guessing he gets right around $700 to $800 a month. And there's days that he makes, like he told me, he came home with $600 in one day, just standing out on the street, flying a sign saying, you know, please help, anything helps, da 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 da, you know, all the normal stuff they always say. And I just don't, he's happy where he's at, that's all I can say. But not everybody that does that is happy where they are. A lot of those people that are out there flying those signs, they just want money for alcohol or drugs. Matter of fact, I seen a guy flying his sign one day that actually said, I just want to have some smoke and grab some alcohol or liquor or whatever. He said, why lie? That cracked me up so bad. And that's cool. I mean, hey, at least he wasn't lying about it, right? But there's this one guy that gets me all riled up. Every time I see him, he's always standing out on the corner over here in Joplin. I won't say where, but let's just say it's close to the mall. And sometimes it's close to the Walmart and Web City. And he stands out there all the time, and I know this guy. This is what pisses me off about him. I know this guy. I've worked for this guy. Literally, I worked for, like, I met him, I think, I want to say I was looking through the classified ads in the Big Nickel, and I was, if you're not from Joplin, Missouri area, and you're listening to this, the Big Nickel is a free newspaper that they give out around here, all over the place. I mean, it's just like any other newspaper. It has classifieds and da-da-da-da, you know, obituaries and so on and so forth. Wait, no. I don't know if it has obituaries or not. I think it does, but don't quote me on that. Anyway, so it's funny because I got this guy. It's not really funny. Like I said, it pisses me off. But this guy, he had this ad in the Big Nickel, I think it was, or maybe one of the newspapers or something. And I replied to this ad, and it was this guy that always stands at the corner over here, and he owns a farm. He owns a big piece of land on the outskirts of Carthage, Missouri. Great big old piece of land. He's got a pretty decent house on it. On this piece of land. He's got different vehicles. He's got farm equipment. Does his own hay every year. Or at least he did. I don't know what his deal is now. You know, I guess all in all, maybe he might have lost all of that. Maybe that's why he's out flying a sign. Excuse me, people. I gotta sneeze. Or not. Okay. So, anyway, it just pisses me off knowing that this guy, I don't know, I'm pretty sure he still has it, because I know he drives a truck. His truck, the same truck that I rode in to go with him on a job. And he still has that truck, and it doesn't look like he's living in it. Because I've seen the truck. I went by it on purpose, you know, and kind of glanced over. It didn't look like he was living in it. So I'm pretty sure he still has all that land, all them other vehicles, all the farm equipment. And this is how he's doing his life now. And it pisses me off even worse that he's lying on his sign. He's lying to people. Because it says, family in need, please help, or something like that. But anyway, it says on there somebody's got a family. He does not. I talked with this man the whole day that day that I worked for him. It was one day. I just did one job with him. But still, I worked for him for that day. And we both earned, and this is, it pissed me off. He pissed me off that day too, because this lady tipped us. We was helping some movers, as what we did. We went to this lady's house. She was moving, and we helped move her furniture out into the moving truck, along with these mover guys that were there, because she needed extra help moving. And he replied to her ad, I think, and asked, and I replied to his, of course, and so we both went over there to do this. This lady ended up tipping us $50 each. That was a tip. And he said, he gets part of my tip. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. No, you don't. Back then, I was kind of a little bit younger, more naive, and a little bit stupid. So I just ended up believing him and gave him part of my tip. I should have told him no, and I would have walked home. I mean, it was all the way back to Carthage, and it would have been a long walk. But I could have called somebody to come and get me, I'm sure, if I would have thought about it. But anyway, I think I wouldn't have got the rest of my pay if I would have done that. I think that's why. Honestly, I think that's why I did it. But anyway, so, yeah, so this guy, he does, I talked to him that whole day. He doesn't have a wife. I think he said he has some kids and an ex-wife, but they don't live together. His wife moved out. She's got the kids. I mean, maybe he's putting in there for family because he needs child support money. Who knows? I guess I can't be too mad at him, but still, I don't know. It just makes me so mad just knowing that he's got no family living with him that he takes care of like he's advertising on that sign. I mean, if you're going to go out there, stand out there, fly signs, don't lie. Yes, it may get you more money, but come on, man. I know that's what it's all about. I know it's a big scam. It's all it really is. It's just some people trying to get more money out of life, out of people who work hard for their money. And they are giving their hard working earned money to these people who do nothing. They do nothing but spend that money that you work hard for. So the next time you go out there and you see somebody flying a sign on a street corner, think twice about it before you give them money. Please. I'm just saying, you do your own thing. I know you got your own reasons behind it and da-da-da. But just take my words and, you know, just take it in as a warning, I guess you could say. or just take it in as something that might make you change your mind, or at least have second thoughts about it. That's all I'm saying. So please, giving these people that money is not helping anybody. You may think you're helping them, but you're really not. You're really not. Just think about it. Think about what I've said. If you knew for a fact, if you knew this guy standing on a street corner, you knew their story, and you knew when you read their sign that they were lying on that sign just to get money. If you're an honest person, God-fearing honest person, then you would not agree with giving them money when you know for a fact they're lying to get it. I mean, come on, people. Wise up. That's all I'm saying. Wise up. If you don't know the truth, boom. There's the truth. Just drop the bomb on you. So please, please, think twice before you give people money. If you feel like you really want to donate some money to somebody, pick a charity. Those charities, as far as I know, are legit. And the money actually goes towards whatever that charity is. I mean, seriously. Stop giving these people your money. It's not doing any good. It's definitely not doing you any good because you're losing money. I mean, do you ever think about that? If you're in such a financial position that you have money saved for your kids' college or a rainy day or in case your vehicle breaks down or play money, you know, whatever the hell you want to save for, and you got that all saved up, and you make plenty of money every year, and you can afford to just give out money, hey, be my guest. Please, by all means, be stupid and give out your money to somebody else who doesn't need it. You think they need it, but they don't. They have got soup kitchens that they go to. They've got places that they stay at for free. Those places have showers. They give them food. They give them clothes. They give them pretty much anything they freaking need, including food. Most of these people are just wanting liquor or drugs. That's it. You know, or like my friend, he's just wanting to make extra money every month. And he has a dog, like I said, people buy him dog food. I mean, are you really that sympathetic, people? I know you may be a fur, you may have a fur baby, you may be a fur family, whatever. And you sympathize with the fact that this guy's got a dog out there in the cold, out there trying to get money every day because you think he's homeless and, well, he is homeless, but technically he's got a roof over his head. That man, I won't even go there about the showers thing or the cleanliness, but you can imagine. Let's just say you are living in your vehicle and you don't have a place to shower very often. You do have a place to shower, but not very often. You can imagine. But anyway, he's just trying to earn extra money every month. Like I said, people buy him food. They go to Walmart because he's up there by Walmart, and they buy him food. They buy his dog food for him. He does not have to spend money on dog food at all every month. because people always buy it for him. Because they feel sorry for him and his dog. I mean, do you see what I'm talking about, though? I mean, maybe yes, he needs help. A little bit. Because he only gets so much every month. But all in all, really, he doesn't have that many bills. So what is he spending his money on? You know what I mean? I mean, I know the guy. I don't see that he buys drugs. I don't see that he buys alcohol. So this money is being saved that you all are giving him. Because he told me he is saving the money to get into a place. He's saving money to actually buy a place outright. Which, I applaud him for that. I really do. Him trying to do what he can to save money, and he's getting money from you people to do this with. Just think about that. Not that I don't want you all to help him in his endeavors and stuff. The only thing I'm saying is the people that just want to buy drugs and alcohol, please don't help them. Please. They're just staying in that situation because they want to, because they're addicts and they don't want to change. My tiny house community thing, that would be for the people who want to change, who actually want to get their lives back on tracks and get away from drugs and alcohol. I mean, what more can I say, people? Just, yeah. So, peace out. Hello again, your man VC. Just thought I'd get a quick little podcast in before I go to work. So, let's talk about women. Girls, girls, girls! Just like what's her name off that old show used to say. That old woman, I can't remember the name of the show. All I can remember is Tootie. Anyway. I just want to say to all the girls out there, why in the hell do you have to be that way towards men? I don't get it. I just don't. Dating life is so screwed up. I am definitely starting to think that there is no good women left on this planet at all. I mean, you can judge me, you can curse me, you can hate me, I don't care, whatever. But I have good reason to think that. Like this last girl I was just with. Man, oh man, a lot of things can change in 2 years. It only sucked because I finally figured out that I was still in love with the girl I met 2 years ago. Not the one she is today. That's all I'm going to say about that. But on another point, dating apps. I mean, come on, girls. Don't make your face all pretty. Don't use filters. and put your picture up there on your profile and make you look so damn attractive. And then all of a sudden, you know, when a guy clicks on your profile, he starts scrolling through your other pictures and wow. Not the same chick. Not really. I don't know how many profiles I've scrolled through. And I clicked on them because I looked at the girl's profile picture and I'm like, damn. I need to check that out. I get on there. Very next picture in her profile. Oh my god. Original. And not near as pretty as the profile picture. And I'm not talking about the ones that are fake. The ones that are, like, women put, I don't know where the hell they're from. I don't know what they're, you know, they're just scammers, basically. And so they just throw a picture up there of whoever they can find that they think is beautiful just to get the guy interested. And then, you know, of course, then they start their scamming bullshit. After the guy starts talking to him. Ugh. I mean, just be honest, women. Come on. Be freaking honest. You don't have to lie to get a guy to like you. You really don't. Just be yourself. There are many men out there who will find you attractive, I swear. And I can tell you this from experience because I've got a buddy, a very, very good friend of mine. Me and him have very different tastes in women. And the women he likes, I would probably never touch with a 10-foot pole. Just because that's what I think when I look at him. But that's on me. You know, he likes that, and that's fine. But that's my point. There are guys out there who, even if you think you're ugly, guys won't. It's your personality the guys don't like, okay? The personality is what gets you the man or doesn't get you the man. Just be good. You know, don't be crazy. If you've got a lot of stuff to work it out before you get into a relationship with somebody. Seriously. If you've been put through a lot throughout your life and childhood and all that, I understand that. Okay? There's hardly any women out there left that hadn't had some sort of traumatic experience growing up. Whether it be molestation, rape, or whatever, by whoever. I mean, come on. So, I'm going to continue this later. I got a clock on to work right now. But my next podcast will be a continuation of this one. Stay tuned. Okay, I'm going to try to get this done before I get another delivery. We'll see what happens. Probably not, though. So I have to cut this short, I'm sorry. Jermaine VC. Hello, everybody. So, this is part two of Girls, Girls, Girls. Like I promised. It's a few days late, but... Okay, that was not expected. That was a text message, so... Yeah. You know, girls... They like to pretend to be somebody they're not just so they can get money or make a guy think that they're dating somebody that's more attractive than them or something like that. You know what? Just stop. Seriously, just stop. Like I said before in part one, there are guys out there who will like you. I am not joking one bit. Maybe it's not the type of guy that you usually go for. Maybe you want somebody more handsome, more sexy, whatever. But you know what, girls? Just pick a guy. Pick one guy, for crying out loud. Pick one guy and stick with him. He doesn't have to be the most world's attractive man. He doesn't have to be the most sexiest man ever. You know? I mean, just come on. Look above the looks. Dig deeper than the looks, girls. Come on. Seriously. You know? And I'm not saying this about just girls. Guys need to do this too. I'm not picking on you girls, okay? Don't get me wrong. Guys are just as freaking shallow sometimes. I know they can be. Me, personally, I just have my own preference. I'm being picky, not being shallow. There is a difference. And luckily for a lot of women, I have a lot of different likes, a lot of different preferences. I don't concentrate so much on the looks, but I have a lot of preferences there too. But mainly it's the attitude that I go for. And it is harder than hell to find a girl who's decent and has a decent attitude. I mean, all the girls I've been dating in the past, oh Lord, all disasters. I mean, a few of them, you know, could have been something great. But we were too young. We needed to grow up instead of go get married. And that's what it boiled down to. And, you know, all them girls are married now. In life grand. But, I guess, you know, live and learn. That's all I can say. But seriously, girls, like, just don't be assholes. For real. You know, give a guy a chance that maybe he doesn't look the way you want him to look. But more than likely, those guys that don't look the way you want them to probably have a heart of gold. And you're just passing them up for some guy who has a fucking six-pack or 8-pack or whatever. You know, washboard stomach, Fabio, you know, Mr. Universe type. I mean, that's just eye candy, girls. That's all it is. And those guys who look like that normally are dicks. Like, they are just literally just not good people. So, if I was you, girls, I would try to look deeper than the skin. For real. Just give a guy a chance. Go up to a guy who looks a little homely or whatever, you know, or, you know, maybe he doesn't fit your normal standards. Just, you know, if he's got something about him that's attractive, give him a shot. You know, at least something. Or at least go up and say hi to the guy. Talk to him. You know, it doesn't hurt to talk to somebody. You don't have to go home with them. You don't have to marry them. It's not the point. Point is you are going to make that guy's day. Because you're gorgeous to him, I'm sure. I mean, why else would he be out there, wherever you are, searching for girls, just like you're searching for a guy? He's wanting to find somebody that he thinks is worth his time. And if you are that person that's worth his time, he's probably going to make you pretty darn happy. Even if he doesn't look the way you want him to. You know, you can always work him over if he agrees to it. You know, you can always give him a makeover or something. have him to work out a little bit more. There's nothing wrong with being healthy. You know, have him go hit the treadmill at the gym, you know, 5 times a week, you know, for like 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes at a time. That's all it takes, literally. Like, I used to weigh 318 pounds. Now I'm down to 234. Okay, so I have lost all that weight in a year just by doing exactly that and watching what I eat, eating a little healthier. So, yeah, you know, there's definitely time to get him, you know, closer to what you like. You know, of course, then again, you shouldn't go try changing people either, but I mean, hell, if he's willing to make you happy by, you know, losing a few pounds, then why not? It's not asking a whole lot. And you guys out there, man up. Go up to that gorgeous girl. Ask her how she's doing today. Make conversation with her. You never know what could happen, guys. It may be some girl that's listening to this podcast that may be, you know, changing her ways a little bit of doing things. You may get lucky and hit that one girl. Not hit. Don't get me wrong. Don't ever hit a girl. That's not what I meant. Hit as in touch on. Okay, God, that was wrong. Okay, I think you got my point, though. You know what I mean. Don't physically hurt anybody. And don't touch a girl unless she asks or unless she's willing. But you might run into that girl is what I'm saying. You might find her there. The only one that might be there that might be willing to give you a shot. Don't screw it up. Don't be asking her 2 personal questions. You know, be fun. Actually be funny. That's a lot of what girls like nowadays. And, you know, don't be a boring douchebag. You know, actually have something to talk about. This is a problem. This is a big problem everywhere. I had no idea about any of this until somebody told me. So now I'm telling you all. Please, by all means, do what you can to make somebody happy. Be that one person that that opposite sex is looking for. And make them happy as you possibly can. Because you know what? We don't have a long time. We may have, you know, our time may run out yet tomorrow. Tonight, within an hour, within 30 minutes, within 30 seconds. You never know when your time's up. So, really, just do what you can. Don't go out there and be an asshole to people. This world is full of those as it is. Oh, and by the way, the facts of life. That's the one. It was Mrs. Garrett, the old lady. The girls, girls, girls. That one. I said that on the first part of this. Yeah. That's who it is. I finally remembered. But anyway. Alright, so I guess I'm going to end this. And I don't know. I'll go back to work. So y'all have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. I will catch you later.